This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And right now we do have a full block of calls, so I want to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Nancy is in Dover.
Nancy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning.
I have a rose that is it's probably a good 5 feet tall. It's struggling terribly. I'd like to cut it way down and make it much shorter, but I'm concerned that it's too late in the season. We're on the Dover Rochester line. Am I still able to cut that and maybe some of my other shrubs as well that are struggling very, very badly way, way back? And will that be beneficial or detrimental to them?
Okay, so how are the temperatures at night at this point?
Well, we have had a couple of light frosts.
Okay.
Although maybe just two or three. Generally, I think they're probably getting down to the 40s mostly, or at least the upper 30s.
Okay, so here's the thing with roses. The general rule of thumb for pruning roses is spring. Okay. My father always used to say it, and I'll say it, but who knows if baseball will be back next year. Is the way we remembered it was when the Red Sox come back to Boston to play for real, right? So there's so many things wrong with that statement now because the Red Sox don't play for real anymore, just the way they play too. But you know what I mean.
Yes.
But that's the time to prune roses. Right? It gives it the best chance for that next season. Okay? That being said, at this time of year, you can get rid of any of the dead or diseased growth that's going on there or any of the cross branches that you're worried about. Sometimes a major pruning at this time of year can actually just really kill the plant, to be honest with you. What I would almost do with the roses is just deadhead anything that's on there, and that's about it for any of the pruning. Don't, pruning right now can just do more damage than help long term. That's not what we're looking for. We're looking to really rejuvenate it. So it is something you're going to need to wait till the spring, around April 15th-ish. That's, around, you could use tax time, but, tax time changed this year too, so who knows? But, that's the general idea is about that time, about April 15th, okay? And then you can give it a heavy pruning, but if there's some dead branches on there right now, they're not going to do any good for the plant going forward. So just kind of find where you're seeing where the dead branch goes down to a viable branch, and then cut it right below where the dead is. Because the plant is still going to try and focus on some of the dead during the, you know, the rest of the season. And so it's still going to put energy there. You want it to put energy on the rest of the plant to help overwinter it. So that would be the only time I'd be pruning at this time of the season.
Okay, so just prune the dead and get rid of the rose hips that are forming.
Yep.
And that's it. And then prune around April 15th. And will I still get roses that season? Summer or no?
Yep.
Oh, I will.
You will. That's just to get the major pruning so it has the full season to grow for you. And it just gives you the proper amount of time for it to rejuvenate, fill out, that type of thing. So I don't see a problem with you waiting until that time to prune it.
Now, if it's about 5 feet and I'd really rather it be about 2 feet, can I prune it way, way back?
Well, so what I want you to look at with the plant is you could prune it way, way back, but look at the branching. And see, all right, if you cut it down on the branching, is it just going to be a couple stems down there? Is it a rose that has a clump form coming out of the base, or is it one that has like a small stalk and then branching coming out of it? So depending upon that, you can cut it back to just a couple feet. But it depends on the style you have. Just take a look at it and see how far back you're going to do. You want to kind of leave on the branching when it has some splits on the branches, so you're not just leaving like one stem, because then you're only going to have, say you cut it back and there's only four stems versus when it was growing, those four stems had branches coming off the sides and it was nice and full. So you're going to cut it down to four, and then each one will grow about two branches coming out the side. Whereas if you had left it and left a couple branch sections on there, you can prune each one of those branches that are there to grow a couple stems coming out of there. So it would be fuller that way. Whereas if you just cut it all the way down, you're just going back to like four stems versus like, let's say, eight. So your growth on it will go from just being about eight branches to 16 branches by just not cutting it all the way back. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. Okay.
So it's strategic pruning on it. You might even get rid of some canes altogether, all the way to the ground on some of these. You'll be able to tell when you prune in the spring. You'll start to see that, you know, it's starting to green up a little bit. There's some brown, but anything that's crossing over each other, anything that is rubbing up against another branch, you want to get rid of one of those, because it opens up the door for like pathogens. It opens up the door for diseases, insects to get into the rose itself.
And those I should get rid of right now.
You could get rid of those right now, because there's going to be no leaves over the winter, right? And so the wind's going to kind of come through a little bit, and they're going to rub up against each other a little bit more, and they could be doing some more damage that way.
Okay. And I thank you so very much then.
All right. You have a great one.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Diana's in Cape Cod.
Diana, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Paul, Peter. For the person that has a lemon tree?
Yes.
I have a Myers lemon, and last year I brought it in, and I was trying to, but it doesn't seem to. Oh, there it is. So I brought it in last year. Over the winter, I took the lemons. Takes a long time for the lemons to grow to be yellow.
Yep.
But what I did in the wintertime when the flowers came out, I pollinated them. And I ended up, this summer when I put it outside, there were 9 good-sized lemons because I had pollinated them. I took some of the flowers and touched it to the others, and then I took Q-tips and made it really soft, touched it to all of them, and I did it a bunch of times, and then I started seeing the little green ball form underneath the flower. So I've had 9 lemons this summer.
That's awesome. Just by helping pollinate that, it's kind of like with zucchini and squash. Sometimes you have to do that for them. It's the same thing with the lemon. It's definitely true. It does help it, right? It helps make sure it's getting pollinated versus just producing tons of flowers, right? So that's definitely a great tip, Diana. That's something to really think about.
Go ahead. They do take a long time because this was halfway through the winter I did this, and they're out there full size, but they still haven't turned yellow.
Yeah, and they do take a good amount of time, and you might actually, you know, once you've brought them inside, you might not be seeing them. They will fruit anywhere between. We'll be ready anywhere between November and May, which is a large period, obviously. You know, definitely something to be thinking about. It does take some time.
They did say, I looked up a thing, and they did say you could eat them like this. They taste just like a lemon right now. But I noticed that I do have scales, so they've got to look on the stem for scale because I noticed I have scales.
Yeah, and that's, you know, scale and white fly are some of the common ones that will get into the citrus. Definitely looking for those and taking care of them is very important. I know all these tips are definitely helpful for, I believe it was Steve who was looking for us. So I appreciate it, Diana.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Take a break. We'll be back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonaid Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonaid Rose RX Drench is a multi-purpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in freestanding water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We have a bunch of calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Shirley is in Cape Cod.
Shirley, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Pat. Excuse me. Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
I know mulch is commonly used for flower beds. However, is there something else that I used years ago? It was a finer kind of a covering for eliminating or trying to eliminate weeds, and I can't remember the name. Do you know what I might be thinking of?
So it was kind of like chopped up?
It was fine. It was a fine... It didn't allow the water to penetrate too easily. That's why I discontinued using it years ago, but now I know my daughter could use it where she lives.
Okay. Now, I know they do have some finely chopped up straw.
Straw.
No,
it wasn't,
but it's
straw.
Okay, so they have some products like that that they have baled. Some will do that. Other than that, you know, sometimes there's some finely chopped mulch, but there's nothing really that I've seen in a number of seasons that do that, that, you know, hold the water from going in. They've designed more products that you can use as like a mulch, but they'll absorb some of the water to hold the water in. I haven't really seen anything that is, you know, that's just a mulch that stays on there, other than, like, there's a product called Mainly Mulch that sometimes that's chopped up, that type of thing. I haven't seen anything like that.
Anyway,
I'm sorry, what?
She has a flower garden,
yep.
And they live in the water table in their yard is sort of high.
Mm-hmm.
And what would be good other than mulch? Because the mulch seems to, if she puts it too much on or not enough, it seems to rot the base of the flowers.
Well, so it's all about when you're talking about putting it down for like the winter, right?
Well, in general,
okay,
even spring and whatnot. It's not
well, so
not just for winter.
Okay, so it's really about making sure it doesn't go right to the stem and, yeah, and getting so close there. That's sometimes what will rot the flowers and rot everything under there. It's about getting it around at the root covering that way. You know, there are some composts out there, like perennial bed type composts that actually look like a mulch, but they're more compost and will sit a little bit heavier on the outside. Those might be something to do to add it, so it's not just a compost.
Yeah.
You know, that's probably something that I'd like. There's some products out there called Sweet Peat. Now, there's a sweet product that is a manure, but it actually is used as a mulch and as adding compost to the soil. You know what I mean?
Wait a minute. Did you just say peat? Is there such a covering as peat moss?
Well, there is a peat moss, yes. That is finely done, but I wouldn't use that as like a covering for a mulch, but it also helps retain water, so it wouldn't be something that would have held the water away from the plants.
Oh, okay, okay.
So that's kind of why I didn't go that way on it.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, that's an idea. Thank you very much.
No problem, Shirley.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Yep.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now I got about less than a minute here before the break, so I don't want to pull somebody else onto the air now and then just cut them off. I know I do have a couple calls left. We've got about a half hour left in the show to answer all your gardening questions. You can go onto our website to get some more information. Even sign up for our newsletter. Go to paulparent.com and scroll all the way to the bottom to sign up for that newsletter, because some great information comes out weekly. If you hear the commercial, we say it's on Thursday, but we've kind of changed it till Friday. Lots of stuff going on now, but you know, want to keep my father's voice on that newsletter commercial, because I feel that, you know, it is his, obviously, and it's very important. But we moved it till Friday, so you'll get it on that day. But go to our website, paulparent.com, scroll all the way to the bottom to sign up for that newsletter to get some awesome information week after week. So we're going to take a break here. When we get back, we'll answer more of your gardening questions. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is no longer at risk of transmitting the coronavirus. That's according to White House doctor, Navy Commander Dr. Sean Conley. Dr. Conley releasing a memo saying the president is no longer considered a transmission risk. The memo did not say if President Trump tested negative for the virus. On Saturday, the president made his first public appearance since returning to the White House after being treated for the coronavirus. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden also hitting the campaign trail on Saturday. Biden, speaking in Erie, Pennsylvania, says only rich people are benefiting from President Trump's tax cuts.
The top 100 billionaires in the middle of this pandemic, they made $300 billion additional dollars. Hear me now? Because the fact is the president can only see the world from Park Avenue.
This is USA Radio News. Negotiations continuing between the White House and Democratic Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, on a new stimulus proposal. White House Communications Director Alyssa Farrow saying the new offer is an increase from the previous one.
So where we are, Secretary Mnuchin met with Pelosi. We are willing and eager to make a deal, and we're willing to come up on the levels that we're giving in terms of direct payments to the American people, potentially PPP loans, as well as airline aid. We're still looking at, we want to keep that number below $2 trillion, but some progress being made. We want to think that the Speaker is operating in good faith, and we could have some progress in the near future.
Not all Senate Republicans are happy with the increase to $1.8 trillion. The liquid fuel ICBM was carried through the streets of Pyongyang on Saturday on an elevated axle flatbed trailer truck during a military parade celebrating the 75th anniversary of the North Korea's Workers' Party. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We have some calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Chris is in Bourne.
Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. In 2019, I planted 3 green giant arborvitaes and 3 roto bushes.
Yep.
And I did feed them that fall, but I forgot to kind of feed them this spring.
Yep.
Could I feed them now?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, good.
This is actually a time that you want to feed them. But so what you want to do is you want to feed them at half the rate that you would have in the spring. Okay. So Espoma, do you have like a holly tone or a plant tone or something you can use?
I do.
Okay. So it'll actually say right on there for, I believe, hollies, the evergreens, which is what you have, to use it as half the rate as you would during the spring. And so depending upon the size is how much you'll use. And with this product, what you'll do is make about like 4 holes on the what they call the drip line of the plant. And divide that, whichever amount, by 4, and then place them in the holes, and then water them in. You could even scratch the soil around it and put the fertilizer in that way. You just kind of want to get it into the soil a bit. Okay. And then use the regular rate in the spring.
Okay. Now, one other thing about the green giant arborvitaes.
Sure.
Are you supposed to trim them?
You can if you want, but they kind of go a little crazy, do their thing. If you're looking for them to be thicker, then you could prune them. But they're kind of meant for growing quickly and getting the height for you. Some growers, if you were to purchase from some from different people, some will actually shear them early to try and give them a thicker look to them, but the majority of them allow them to have like a fat bottom area and then a thin top. So that, you can definitely prune them to get them a little bit thicker. I see no problem in that.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Lisa is in Hollis, New Hampshire.
Lisa, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, I'm good, Patrick. Thank you for taking my call. I've noticed I have some mammoth irises in my perennial cutting garden that are reblooming, and they don't usually do that. And I'm not sure if it's because of the weather conditions. But my concern is that the reblooming is going to diminish how they bloom next summer. And I didn't know if this is typical or if there's something I should do now proactively to ensure that they have a robust blooming next year.
So it's based on the weather and the way things are going.
Mm-hmm.
This can happen from time to time, where it could also affect next season's growing. Just the amount of heat that we've had all summer, and then going into the season when it kind of cooled down for a little bit, then the heat picked back up. Plants, what have happened is they kind of get really stressed out and they go to seed or they go to flower, because flower will cause them to produce the seed at the end to try and make sure that they can rejuvenate for the next year, right? That's one of the things that's happening to it. It may or may not affect next year's growth. There's no real scientific way of saying it's definitely not going to bloom next year. It still could, right? What I would do is once it starts to get, a little bit colder out at night, maybe we're getting a few frosts. Once it kind of gets hit by a frost, cut it back so that it's not trying to push all its growth towards everything. I wouldn't cut it back right now, because with some of the warm weather and the way things are going, if you cut it, it might still think it's, spring to move on to the next stage, right?
Okay.
To just keep pushing growth. So we want to just let it flower, let it kind of go to seed, do its thing right now. But if we had some frosts and the frost hits it, then cut it back, like you normally would to get it for ready for winter. Kind of treat it the same way you would, but just with ease. There's not a way that it's saying specifically this is, going to flower next year because of this. But the drought conditions and everything like that have caused it to stress out. And the way plants know to fix their stress is to go to seed, so that they can make sure that they continue to go on year after year. And by flowering, usually the seeds will come from a flower, and that's what the plant's doing. It's just trying to protect itself for long term.
Okay. I don't know if this has any impact in the conditions, but I do have irrigation at the dirt level in this garden, so in terms of the heat in the ground, it hasn't been stressed in the watering, but yeah, the temperatures have definitely been warmer. So, I mean, I'm enjoying the second bloom, but I'm just, I'll carry on as you're suggesting and hope for good blooms next year.
Yeah, there are some that rebloom, but I from based on what you're telling me, I don't believe this is a reblooming iris, right?
Right, it never has in the past. Yeah.
Okay, because there are some that will rebloom in the fall. But if it's never done it in the past, then maybe it's not one of those. But there are some that will have that effect. Maybe that's the aspect of it, because there are some rebloomers, some different colors. It's usually in, the bearded iris. Is this a bearded?
Oh, yes. Yep, it is.
Oh, okay. So how long was it in the ground? Has it been in the ground?
Well, the interesting thing is it had been in the initial garden for probably 10 years, and I transplanted most of my perennial garden around our patio and created a cutting garden on another spot of the yard. And this was the first growing season. So it had been, I dug everything up last fall and moved
these and many other perennials to and establish a new garden just for cutting. So it's just been 1 year in that location.
Okay. Well, this might be part of it because some of the bearded iris will rebloom this time of year.
Oh, okay.
So, it, you know, knowing that, maybe take a look at, you know, what color was the iris?
It's mostly white.
Mostly white?
Has a little touch of a very pale lavender.
Okay. So what I'd really take a look at is, you know, maybe go online and just, you know, iris and the color that you have and write in the bearded iris. And it might actually be one that, you know, is one that does, you know, two in a season. And maybe just by the change in climate, the change in scenery that you did from the previous garden, that could have had something to do with it. But some varieties will do that re-blooming. You know, they're mostly, like I said, mostly bearded iris. So maybe that's part of it. Maybe that's the reason why you're getting them the second time.
Interesting. Well, the new location is more on the south side with more,
so more sun.
Sunlight. Yeah, so that's a
so
bonus then.
Yeah, that's a good thing because the iris, in order for it to get that reblossom, needs more sun, needs more of those good conditions. So yeah. What we could have, you know, just kind of accidentally here in my head here, we could have just stumbled upon that being the reason why.
Yep.
Especially after you telling me that it's got a great watering system there, so it shouldn't be as stressed out. So that might just be the case.
Well, that's it. That's really interesting. Thank you for walking through this with me, and I appreciate your guidance on your show.
No problem, and enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Thanks.
Now.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. All right, Nathan, who's up next?
Chuck is in East Kingston.
Chuck, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Patrick, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. So my question is, I recently put a new lawn in, probably about 3 weeks ago, new loam and everything. I went and got some Johnson Green grass seed. And it came in pretty decent, but now it's kind of sputtering out. And I didn't put any starter fertilizer down. It's kind of recommended, and I thought it would be okay because the weather was really, really warm and the nights were cool, and I offered a lot of water. So my question is, like I said, it's sputtering out kind of. Can I put starter fertilizer, or should I go to like a winter fertilizer now? Your thoughts?
How long ago did you put the seed down?
Probably 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Okay. So I would do two things here. One, I would actually add more seed to the lawn because it's going to help thicken it up a bit. Okay?
Sure.
And then second, when I do that, you could actually use the starter fertilizer, and it would help both of them. The way the weather's going, the ground's not going to really freeze for another couple months, I would think.
Yeah.
And so I think you have plenty of time before the ground freezes in order to put down that next fertilizer, that winter fertilizer. So I think you'd be all right to do it. Either way, you know, you could put a fertilizer down that's going to help it. But the difference between putting the starter fertilizer and like a winter fertilizer is the winter fertilizer really has zero phosphorus in it. And phosphorus is needed to help with root development. So that's a big thing. So that's why the starter fertilizer you could put down now. Let it go 6 weeks from now, because that's putting us middle of November, which the ground, most likely, just based on the past couple of years, won't be frozen.
Right.
And you could put that winterizer down again just to help it later on and get it into the next season. So I think you have some time, definitely, and I'd use the starter fertilizer.
Okay. And if I didn't get a jump on it yet, if there's other parts of the lawn I wanted to re-loam and reseed, I still have time, do you think, or should I just wait for spring?
No, I think you have time. I think you have a couple weeks left. Okay. I definitely do. What you'll have to do as we go later in the season is check the night temperatures, and maybe it's putting some, like, salt marsh hay down on the lawn or some sort of, like, you know, straw that's been treated to or been heated up to get rid of the weed seeds to put over it to help with the temperature change at night. So any of the immature grass there doesn't get hit by a frost and basically turn it black, right? So by putting this there is going to help the lawn going forward. So you just kind of have to look at the nights and see what they're going to do, and that you can still grow grass for the next couple weeks, definitely.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right, Chuck, good luck and have a great one.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break here. When we get back, we'll wrap up the show. A couple last callers, so we'll be right back.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the guy to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get help
healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're in the last segment here, so we're going to wrap up the show. But we do have a call, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Jim is in Nantucket.
Jim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, nice to talk to you. When I was a kid in Scituate, I used to wash dishes when your grandfather was the chef at Howard Johnson's and PJ's Country House.
Oh, that's awesome. But
I'll make my question quick. Last year, a woman gave me a little fig tree, which was teeny, and I left it outside all winter, but I transplanted it this spring into a really good-sized pot, and it produced about 30 figs, which were pretty good. My question is, I don't know what to do with the plant for the winter, whether to plant the tree in the ground, bring it in the house. I'm just looking for some advice.
So there's a couple thoughts on this. Bringing it into the house, you know, into like a garage, so the pot can stay up the whole year, is one thought. There's an old thought process where you actually take the plant, lay it down, almost dig a hole so you can lay the plant down and cover the whole thing for the winter. Outside, so that it'll get for the next season. Thing about that is if you start putting, you know, say you use straw or hay, and the ground doesn't freeze for a couple months from now, you're basically making a home for rodents to live. Right? So they're going to eat the plant and just destroy it. But there's an old thought process of keeping them out the side and laying them down is one way that I've always heard. But I like to bring them in like a garage, something along those lines where you can keep them... have like a cold period for the winter, but not too cold, right? We don't want it to be too cold where it damages, because a lot of the figs in this area don't want to get below freezing. They don't want to get into those cold zones. So bringing it into like an area where it's not going to get below freezing, but it'll stay between like 32 and 50. And that's usually like a garage that isn't heated. And maybe if you're starting to notice some of the cold weather happening where it gets real cold and maybe the garage isn't staying, maybe bringing it into like a basement. Again, it's a potted tree, so I don't know how big the pot is, and it might not be able to just get inside easily. So, you know, the biggest thing is just protecting it, from the weather. Okay.
Well, I wouldn't want to. Is it good? Does it make sense at some point to actually plant it outside and leave it outside, or is that not the way to go with a plant like that?
It's interesting. With some of those, they just don't do well with the temperatures being so cold, so you might get more damage than help.
Yep.
There are okay. Some that have become more zone hardy, so it would depend on the variety. But I'd really look at it as almost like a container tree where you can bring into the garage or a shed or a basement, something that isn't completely heated but doesn't get really, really freezing. We're trying to protect the root system too. So maybe if you do get it in an area where say you can't get it inside, make sure that the root system has like hay or straw or mulch or something around it to keep that root system from that freeze-thaw effect.
Okay. I appreciate it. All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right, Jim. Well, thanks for calling, and it's great to hear things like that. The Howard Johnson back then with my grandfather working there, it's pretty cool stuff to hear.
Well, he had the best lobster bisque in the world.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree.
All right, buddy. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jim. Bye-bye. All right, so that'll wrap us up for the day, for the show. So I do appreciate everybody who's called and had some questions, some great questions today. I am going to be off the rest of the day to enjoy the time with my family. My daughter, Katie, turned 5 today. Awesome. One of the greatest moments of my life was becoming a father. And she makes it pretty fun. So happy birthday to her. I know she's enjoying herself at gymnastics right now. But when she gets back, we're going to hang out. So happy birthday to her. Awesome day. We'll enjoy it. And remember the day like it was yesterday. Unfortunately, Tom Brady's not on the Patriots, but he was on the Patriots team, and he ran a touchdown as Katie was born. So I still remember that to the day. Anyways, be good to each other. Get out there, plant something. We'll see you next week.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.